After hours of discussion and weeks of advocacy, the Troy City Council Thursday night approved a budget transfer to hire 6 new community police officers. By transferring more than $182,000 in the city budget, the Troy City Council voted 5-2 to hire 6 new officers to bring the city's community policing unit up to 8 officers in the Department of 131 sworn personnel. The move to bring on more cops, backed by Democratic Mayor Patrick Madden, was highly controversial. City residents offered more than 2 hours of discussion against the proposal, with only 2 speaking in favor Thursday night, a Republican city council candidate and the head of the Troy Fire Department's union. The addition of community police officers was the last recommendation on the city's Police Reform and Reinvention Collaborative report. Other initiatives in the state-mandated PRRC report, including the formation of working groups on diversion and reentry within 1 month, have already passed their deadlines, though Mayor Madden pledged the city is working on all initiatives simultaneously. Those who spoke up Thursday against the plan to expand the police department complained of ongoing mistrust between police and city residents, particularly among Black and Brown Trojans. Here's resident Deanna Swenson.
The trust is... You got to build on something. Like, you can't just bring new people in and be like, okay, here, now trust us some more when we can't even trust the ones that we got.
Discussion between councilors on the proposal stretched over 2 hours. City Councilor Ken Zalewski, a Democrat, said an investment in community police will not prevent other investments to improve the lives of residents.
We can do multiple things. We should not see this as either we pass this legislation or we invest in the community. We have to do both. We are doing both.
Democratic Councilor Anasha Cummings brought several amendments forward, including 2 that were successful. While the city moves to hire 6 officers to enter the police academy in time to get on the beat in January, a pilot initiative will gather data on 3 school resource officers who will leave the schools and engage in community policing over the summer, with a report on the program's effectiveness in 1 patrol zone due to the council by October. Another amendment outlines additional training requirements. Though offering up successful amendments, Cummings voted against the final version of the proposal. In his opposition, he cited cost, adding the officers could cost taxpayers an additional $750,000 per year once the officers reach their full pay.
The average resident is going to be paying an extra $45 a year for this. And many will be paying more than that. And so, maybe that's worth it to folks. And I hope that it provides the value to the residents that they're paying for. But I am concerned at throwing more money after this problem rather than maybe thinking about some new solutions.
Also voting against the measure was Sue Steele. The Democrat said it was the outpouring of opposition from city residents, including a press conference earlier that day, that led to her decision. She addressed community advocates in her comments.
You've got great information. You've got great passion. And that's what makes our city great. Hang in there. We're going to get better.
Casting the final vote in favor of the proposal was Republican City Council President Carmela Mantello, the daughter of a police officer. She said all on the force need to learn to communicate with city residents better, especially younger recruits, and said the additional officers is a positive step.
This is all of us working together, and even the folks that voted no tonight, we know your heart's there. You want to see this work. All of us want to see One Troy, and I see this as a step in that direction.
For WAMC News, I'm Lucas Willard.